虽然我们弟兄刚才已经把亚比斯祷告读了一遍，
Even though our brother just read the prayer of Jabez for us once,
但是我想我们不妨再读一遍。
We should go ahead and read it again.
历代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, Because I bore him with pain.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说，甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying,Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested.
感谢主，这个周末让我们有三次的时间一同来看亚比斯的祷告。
We thank the Lord that this weekend the Lord has given us three times to see this prayer of Jabez.
我们的题目是也谈也比亚比斯的祷告。
Our theme is actually, further talk on the prayer of Jabez.
原因就是因为，最特别在基督徒的圈子里面有一本非常畅销的书，叫做《亚比斯的祷告》。
Especially because in among Christian circles, there's a very popular book called The Prayer of Jabez.
如果大家到书店去，你会发现到处都是《亚比斯祷告》那本书。
If you go to a Christian bookstore, you will see this book everywhere.
不光在美国是如此，如果大家到台湾，到世界各地都是如此。
Not only in the United States, but in Taiwan and throughout the whole world.
所以圣灵很奇妙地借着这本书，帮助了很多神的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit has used this book to help many children of God.
所以借着这本书就提醒大家说，在圣经这么多祷告里面，有一个叫做亚比斯的祷告。
And through this book, we are reminded that in the Bible, there is this prayer called the Prayer of Jabez.
借着这样一本书，最少让很多人知道说，基督徒蒙恩得救以后，不光要学会祷告，而且祷告一定要得着答应。
And through this book,Many have learned that once you become a Christian, that not only do you have to pray, but prayers shall be answered.
那因为这本书是广泛的被人谈到，广泛的被人讨论。
And because this has been broadly discussed by many people.
那今天晚上我们也来谈这个祷告。
So tonight we also want to further talk on this prayer of Jabez.
我们希望能谈一些事是那本书没有谈到的。
We want to discuss things that that book has not discussed.
那这本书我们知道是有一个作者叫做 Bruce Wilkinson 他写的。
We know that this, the author of this book is Bruce Wilkinson.
他是他可以说是一个 ministry, 就是他是一个神托付给他的工作叫 Walk Through the Bible Ministries.
And God gave him a ministry, and that is Talk Through the Bible Ministry.
他又是创办人他又是 president.
And he was the president of this, talk through the Bible.
那么因为神给他这样一份的职事
And because God gave him this ministry,
他需要有很多的祷告
He needed much prayer.
他也向神求
And he sought before God.
结果他从他的经验里面那么他就把亚比斯的祷告就介绍给大家
And through his experience, he introduced the prayer of Jabez to everyone.
当我第一次读这本书的时候
The first time I read this book
我有几分的怀疑
I had some doubts
我很担心说这个作者会不会他是讲 prosperity gospel 是讲繁荣福音成功神学的
I was afraid and I was wondering whether this author was talking and preaching the prosperity gospel
后来我从书里面大概知道说他受的训练他基本的训练应该是非常好的训练
And after reading the book, I noticed that his training was actually a very solid foundation.
在神学，在圣经上受到很好的造就
And in the Bible, for the Bible, the word, he was educated very well.
我不大相信他是相信繁荣神学的，我不大相信
I don't quite believe that he believes in the prosperity gospel.
不过这本书的写法呢，叫人会想到会不会他是讲这些东西
But the way the book is presented and written sometimes will lead people to think whether it was speaking on the prosperity gospel.
因为尤其到了最后一两章的时候
especially in the latter two chapters,
他很自然地做了一些见证
he very naturally gave his testimony.
那么意思就是说他不光是教导大家怎样有雅比斯的祷告
In other words, he did not just teach them how to have the prayer of Jabez.
他自己就是有这样的祷告
But he himself had this particular prayer.
然后神怎样的祝福他
And then how the Lord blessed him.
比方说雅比斯祷告实在说来就有四句是不是
For example, the prayer of Jabez really only has four phrases.
第一就甚愿你赐福于我
First, God, may you bless me.
第二扩张我的境界
Second, enlarge my border.
第三，求你的手常与我同在。
Third, that thy hand might be with me.
我们知道这个一中文呢，把这个手漏掉了。
In Chinese, the word hand is missing.
我们知道在原文就是，但愿你的手常与我同在。
In the original, it says that thy hand might be with me.
然后第四点就是保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
And the fourth, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pain me.
那么神就应允他所求的。
And God granted what he requested.
那么神当初既然把一份的工作托付给 Wilkinson 弟兄。
Since God gave this ministry to Brother Wilkinson,
所以当他在工作的时候
as he was working,
他当然求神赐福给他。
Of course, he prayed that God would bless him.
他也求神扩张他的境界。
He also prayed that God would enlarge his borders.
所以主果然听他的祷告。
And the Lord listened to his prayer.
神给他的祝福，他可以用一些数字来告诉我们。
And God blessed him in a way that he could describe to all of us.
比方说他的那个 ministry 叫做 Walk Through the Bible Ministries.
For example, his ministry was called Walk Through the Bible Ministries.
那么他乃是借着一些特别的服事来帮助人对圣经能有更明白。
And through some services, he would help brothers and sisters to better understand the Bible.
那么，所以他们每年到处都会有一些圣经的讲座，一些 Bible conferences.
So throughout the year, they would have several Bible conferences.
那么，在早期的时候，那么大概每年呢有25-30的 Bible conferences.圣经讲座
At the very beginning, there were about 25 to 30 Bible conferences every year.
然后他就做见证了
And then he testified.
他自从他有了雅比斯的祷告以后呢
He said, ever since I prayed the prayer of Jabez,
现在神果然扩张他的境界
God has indeed enlarged my borders.
所以现在每年呢不是25-30特别的是讲到圣经的讲座。
So no longer is it only 25 to 30 conferences every year.
现在每年呢是2500个 conferences.
Now every year there's 2500 conferences.
那就是每一个 weekend, 每一个周末都有50个 conferences.
So every weekend there are 50 conferences happening.
所以他就用这个来做例子。
So he used this as an example.
证明给人看说你看神怎样祝福他。
To prove how the Lord blessed him.
然后他举了一些非常生动的例子。
And he gave many emotional examples.
那我相信说因着这个缘故有很多人得了很多的帮助。
And through this, many people were helped.
不过当然这样的例子是很好的。
Of course, this example is very good.
可是很多人呢就很可能以为说既然在 Wilkinson 上是这样那在我们身上一定也是一样。
But many people might think that because it happened to Wilkinson that way, it will also happen to me.
那么然后大家都会像亚比斯一样祷告。
So everybody will imitate the prayer of Jabez.
扩张我的境界。
Enlarge my border.
本来你的车子太小了一点。
Before your car was too small.
现在呢求神给你大一点的车。
Now you pray for a larger car.
本来你房子已经不错了但是结果呢你祷告主就给你更大的房子。
Before you had a house that was okay, now you want an even better house.
然后你的工作就更上一层楼你的位置就更高了。
And then you want to get promoted in your job and your position is higher.
然后呢你本来有三个孩子，结果现在又多了一个。
You had three children, now you have one more child.
所以很自然的，你知道很多人就喜欢有这样的祷告。
So very naturally, many people like to have this prayer.
那么现在问题在这里。
So now the problem is this.
是不是每一个基督徒都可以有这样的祷告呢
？Is it true that every Christian can have this prayer?
那 Wilkinson 说是。
Wilkinson said yes.
这个书作者说每一个人都可以这样的祷告。
The author of this book said everybody can pray this prayer.
然后神都可以这样的祝福他。
And God can then bless them.
那么然后你看很多人因着这个就开始祷告了。
So many people through this began to pray.
所以教会里面就充满了许多的见证。
And there are many testimonies throughout the church.
因为的的确确你看这里面四样的祷告的四点每一点都很实际的都在生活里面都可以实现的。
Because of all these four points mentioned here, they are all very practical in our lives.
所以慢慢慢慢的你知道这本书就越来越有名越来越有名了。
Slowly, this book became more and more popular.
因为你见证越多。
Because the more testimony you have,
那么不光是他有了大房子，别人也想有个大房子。
Not only does this person have a bigger house, this other person also wants a bigger house.
不光这个人升了官了，另外一个人也希望升了官。
Not only was this person promoted, the other person wants to get promoted.
不光是他的口袋里面的钱多了，别人的口袋钱也希望多起来。
Not only does this person get more money, the other person wants more money in his pocket.
所以你能够想象这样的祷告没有多久以后到家大，没有多久以后就变成非常非常普遍。
So this became a very broad and popular prayer.
所以呢，尤其在美国
，especially in the United States，
当一样东西被神祝福的时候
，when something is blessed by the Lord，
然后呢，你看见这个，然后很多东西都跟亚比斯就发生关系。
And then a lot of things are associated with Jabez.
那么有的时候他们因着有一个祷告。
And many times because of a particular prayer.
然后就因为既然扩充境界嘛，扩充那个大的境界嘛。
And because you're enlarging the border.
所以他总是鼓励人说你要祷告大的祷告。
So he always encourages people to pray a big prayer.
结果神果然成就。
And the Lord would answer that prayer.
那么这种，然后呢，因着这种的祷告，自然有一些很大的行动。
And because of this prayer, there is a lot of action.
Operation, 比方说，有很多大的一些运，大的一些，大的一些事情发生。
And there are several operations that might happen.
所以有的人就说，这个叫做 Jabez， 就是这个叫做亚比斯的 operation。
And they call this Jabez's operation.
所以我们知道没有多久，现在在基督徒圈子里面，大家都知道，本来不知道亚比斯祷告在什么地方，还找也找不到。
Before in Christian circles, you would never even know where the prayer of Jabez was.
你做梦也没有想到，在历代志上那里专门讲家谱的时候，忽然来那么个祷告。
You would never have thought that in the midst of the genealogy in First Chronicles, you have this prayer.
你看前面是家谱，后面也是家谱。
The before this verse is the genealogy, and after it's the genealogy.
那么中间呢，就插了这么一段的祷告。
And in the middle, you find this prayer.
本来基督徒连这段祷告都找不到在圣经里面。
Christians before didn't even find this prayer in the Bible.
那现在呢，变成非常非常的有名。
Now it's very popular.
那甚至于你去考那个犹太的拉比，有的拉比都不知道这个祷告在什么地方。
And even if you were to test a Jewish rabbi, many times they don't know where this prayer is.
所以我们知道，因着这个运动的缘故，那么今天在全世界各地，尤其在爱主的基督徒中间，那么亚比斯的祷告就变成大家的祷告了。
So because of this operation, this movement among Christian circles, this becomes the prayer of Christians.
那么因着这本书的影响很广的缘故。
And because of the broad appeal of this book.
所以1998年1月份的时候
In January of 1998.
那么这个作者呢神又给他一个托付让他开始另外一个东西叫做叫做 World Teach, 就是要教导全世界。
The Spirit gave this brother another ministry, and that was the ministry of World Teach.
那么当这些弟兄们在一起祷告的时候
So when brothers gathered together to pray,
他们又祷告了亚比斯的祷告
They again prayed the prayer of Jabez.
他们求神要扩充他们的境界
Again they prayed, Lord, enlarge our border.
结果呢，他们看见了一个异象
Then they saw a vision.
他们看见一个异象是15年的异象。
They saw a 15-year vision.
那么他们的异象是什么呢
？What was that vision?
就是希望在15年之内啊
，and that is within 15 years，
能在全世界能够找到一般人，可以说是最大的一般人在那里教导神的话的。
That they would be able to find in the whole world.People who could teach the word of God.
那么严格说来，不是一般神的话。
Strictly speaking, it's not just the word of God.
刚开始的时候就是教导人怎么读，怎么明白亚比斯的祷告。
At the beginning, it was actually to teach how to understand the prayer of Jabez.
所以呢，在这个人在他们祷告的这个他们结果有了一个时间表。
So then they had a timetable.
他们是希望说在15年之内能够产生12万个圣经的教师。
They were expecting that within 15 years, they can form 120 Bible teachers.
那么如果这样的话，在全世界每5万人里面就有一个会教导圣经的。
So therefore, in the world, one out of every 50,000 people would know how to teach the Bible.
那么这个在他们的感觉里面，神就扩充了他们的境界。
So in their own feeling, that meant that the Lord was enlarging their border.
但我到现在我还不大明白，怎么圣经的教师能够一下子会忽然有那么多人都可以做教师的。
And I still can't understand today how suddenly you can have so many who can become Bible teachers.
我们知道说一个工程师需要4年才训练出来。
We know that an engineer comes through the fruit labor of 4 years.
一个医生也需要8年才可以。
Many times a doctor has to study for 8 years.
但是不管怎么样，我们说这一班的弟兄们是求主能够兴起神话语的教师来。
But these brothers prayed that there would be those who could teach the word of God.
所以1999年他们就祷告了。
So in 1999 they had a prayer.
然后一年以后呢？
So a year later.
结果他们就发现，在全世界有23个国家，就有2500个人被神兴起来。
So they found out that in 23 nations, 2,500 teachers came forth.
那么2000年的时候呢，他们就展望，他们就希望一个 hope.
And in the year 2000, they had a hope.
他们是希望说那个能够他们的工作能达到35个国家。
They were hoping to reach, that their ministry would reach 35 nations.
然后有5000人能被神兴起。
And 5,000 people would come forth.
结果到了2000年年底呢。
So at the end of the year 2000.
结果是39个国家。
39 nations.
神果然听他们祷告。
God listened to their prayer.
比他们所想望的35个又多了4个。
It was 4 nations more than what they thought.
他们要的是5000人。
They wanted 5000 people.
结果现在是7982个人。
But now they found 7982.
那么2001年的时候。
And in the year 2001.
他们又有一个祷告。
They had another prayer.
希望能够达到50个国家。
They were wanting to reach 50 nations.
然后呢，能有12000个人被主兴起。
And have 12,000 people called out by the Lord.
那么你就看见说，他能够举出很多的数字来。
So he can use many many numbers.
告诉你说，亚比斯的祷告的的确确神听他们的祷告。
To tell you and prove that the Lord listens to the prayer of Jabez.
因为他们可以根据这些数字来告诉你。
Because through these numbers he can tell you.
神怎样借助亚比斯的祷告答应他们的祷告。
How God through the prayer of Jabez has answered their own prayers.
那我想，我们这3天晚上。
So I think
这三天在一起的时间。
These 3 days that we have spend our time together.
我们最重要的就是要回到神的话里。
The most important thing is to go back to the Word of God.
我们要来明白到底亚比斯的祷告是怎么一回事。
We want to understand what is the prayer of Jabez.
我相信只有我们回到圣经。
I believe only if we go back to the Bible.
我们才能懂得为什么圣经里面有这么一个亚比斯的祷告。
Then we can understand why there is this prayer of Jabez.
因为这个的的确确对我们的祷告有很大的帮助。
Because it indeed is a big help to our own prayer life.
所以虽然我们说我们也来谈亚比斯的祷告。
Even though we're here saying we're going to further discuss the prayer of Jabez.
因为那本书现在可以说是最叫很多人得到帮助的书。
Because this book can really help many brothers and sisters.
当然这本书也许也受了一些也受了一些批评。
But this book has been criticized.
有人当然就很怀疑说这个是不是把神的儿女就带到那个就带到那个像成功神学或者繁荣神学那个情形里面去。
Many people wonder whether this book is leading many children of God into the kingdom of the prosperity.
那么还有人说这个祷告呢，我们基督徒可以不可以祷告？
Other people question, can we pray as Christians this prayer?
因为亚比斯是求告以色列的神。
Because Jabez called on the God of Israel.
那么我们是不是也可以这样的祷告呢？
Can we pray likewise?
因为神的确把属地的祝福赐给以色列人。
Because God gave the earthly blessings to the people of Israel.
但是神是把属天的祝福赐给基督徒。
But God gives the heavenly blessings to Christians.
那么我们是不是也可以有这样的祷告呢？
So can we also have the same prayer?
所以我想我们如果要回答这些问题的话，
If we are to answer these questions,
或者我们对于亚比斯的祷告如果有一个准确的认识的话，
Or if we have a very good understanding, an accurate understanding of the prayer,
我想我们只有回到 圣经里面去。
We can only go back to the Bible.
当然我们首先要问。
But first we have to ask.
为什么亚比斯祷告放在家谱的中间？
Why do we find the prayer of Jabez in the middle of a genealogy?
你看见历代志上前面几章都是讲家谱的。
In the first chapters of First Chronicles, you see it's all a genealogy.
讲家谱都是告诉我们谁生谁，谁生谁，谁生谁。
In genealogies, we see who begat who, who begat who.
所以如果你要知道谁是谁的话 ，who's who， 那么当然你就来看这几章的家谱。
If you want to know who's who, you would look at the genealogy.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
在圣经讲到谁是谁的时候
，When the Bible speaks of who's who，
为什么插进去这两节的圣经
？Why？Why were these two verses inserted in the midst of the genealogy?
而为什么讲到亚比斯的祷告
？And why did they speak of the prayer of Jabez?
到底圣灵的用意在什么地方
？What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天你要明白神的话
，If you are to understand the Word of God，
你要懂上文讲什么，下文讲什么
，You need to understand it in context。
这个非常重要。
It's very important.
你不能够把神的话从上下文抽出来，特别把它当作一个东西，特别来解释它。
You cannot just take the word of God out of context to be able to explain it.
那这是非常危险的。
It's very dangerous.
那么，所以如果我们真的要明白它的话
，So if we really want to understand it,
我们一定要让圣灵来引导我们进入这一切的真理。
We need to have the Holy Spirit lead us into all truth.
那么当然，我们这全本圣经不光这里教导我们祷告。
Of course, the Bible does not only in the whole Bible. Not only is it here that it teaches us to pray.
那现在亚比斯祷告太著名了。
Now the prayer of Jabez is too famous.
他们事实上忘记了。
They forgot.
圣经里面讲祷告不止这么一个地方。
The Bible speaks of prayer not only here.
比方说，我们的主就教导我们怎样祷告。
For example, our Lord teaches us how to pray.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name.
那么我们知道是这个好，我们都知道说这个祷告是主亲自教导我们。
We know that this prayer is a prayer that our Lord Himself taught us.
所以不可能亚比斯的祷告能比主教导我们祷告还要重要。
So the prayer of Jabez cannot be more important than the prayer that our Lord taught.
但是在美国就这样，当你推动一个运动的时候。
But when in the United States, when you have a movement,
那么尤其把它变成非常 commercial, 变非常商业化的时候。
When it becomes very commercial,
那个结果是什么呢？结果就是好像这是最重要最重要。
The result then is as if this is the most important.
那不要忘记。
But do not forget.
亚比斯祷告当然很重要。
The prayer of Jabez is indeed important.
因为它是在神的话语里面。
Because it is in God's word.
不过大家要小心。
But brothers and sisters, need to be careful.
讲到怎样祷告。
When it speaks of how to pray.
亚比斯的祷告不过是好多好多例子里面的一个例子而已。
The prayer of Jabez is but one out of a myriad of examples.
那全本圣经里面好几个地方都告诉我们应该怎样祷告。
Many places in the Bible it teaches us how to pray.
所以当亚比斯的祷告圣经把它放在那里的时候。
So when the Bible, when the Spirit puts the prayer of Jabez there,
那现在我们要问
，we have to ask，
圣灵到底他着重点在什么？他 emphasis 在哪里
？We have to ask what is the emphasis of the Holy Spirit？
你知道有的祷告
，some prayer，
比方像主教导我们的祷告
，for example the prayer that the Lord taught us，
那个祷告是 kingdom prayer， 是个国度的祷告。
That prayer is a kingdom prayer。
所以我们知道这和我们普通祷告不一样的。
And it's very different than our ordinary prayer.
你看那个祷告不是从我们自己的需要开始。
That prayer did not begin with our needs.
那个祷告是从神的旨意开始。
That prayer began with the Lord's will.
你看见吗？今天我们教会聚在一起祷告的时候。
So when the church gathers together to pray today.
严格说来，那个祷告应该是国度的祷告。
Strictly speaking, that should be the prayer of the kingdom.
但是我们的祷告常常和国度祷告是相反的。
But many times.Our prayer is opposite to the kingdom prayer.
我们是先是祷告我们日用的饮食，求父赐给我们。
We many times we pray first, Lord, give us our daily bread.
叫我们不遇见凶恶。
That we might not enter into evil.
所以我们知道说这个就是我们的祷告。
That this is our prayer.
所以每一个祷告有它的重点。
Every prayer has its emphasis.
比方说有的祷告教导我们那个祷告的方法是很重要的。
Many times prayer shows us the method of prayer that's very important.
有的时候祷告告诉我们说怎样祷告主才能听我们的祷告。
Many times prayer shows us how to pray so that the Lord will answer.
祷告的话也是很重要的。
The words of prayer also
比方说当主耶稣你记不记得、主耶稣有的在 你看见主耶稣你如果读四福音的话。
If you read the four gospels,
主说因着这句话
The Lord said, because of these words.
那就是因着祷告的这句话。
And it is because of the words of prayer.
有的人以为祷告就可以了。
People, many think that just prayer is enough.
他不知道说祷告的话是很重要的。
They don't know that the actual words are very important.
在这么多话里面
Amongst all these words.
就是因为这句话我们的主就听了他的祷告。
It was because of this word, therefore the Lord listened to this prayer.
那这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
所以一个学习祷告的人
One who learns how to pray.
你看见祷告是很简单的祷告也是非常深的。
Prayer is not only simple, but also very deep.
它简单的一个地步，每一个小朋友都会祷告。
It is simple to a point that children can pray.
它深到一个地步，有的人蒙恩得救不知道多少年了，你看他还是不会祷告。
But it is also deep enough that many people who are saved for many years don't know how to pray.
所以我们知道说，祷告一面是最浅的功课，另一面也是最深的功课。
Prayer, on one hand, is the easiest lesson to learn. On the other hand, it's the most difficult.
所以在圣经里面给我们看见好几个地方就告诉我们怎样的祷告。
So in the Bible, it shows us in many places how to pray.
比方说吧。
For example.
你看全本圣经最讲有一个祷告是最好的祷告。
There is one prayer that is one of the best in the Bible.
One of the best. 可以说是最好的祷告里面的一个。
And so it's one of the best in the Bible.
那就是约拿的祷告。
And that is the prayer of Jonah.
我不知道大家有没有读过约拿的祷告。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have read the prayer of Jonah.
约拿的祷告所以很特别。
Because the prayer of Jonah is so special.
因为他祷告的地点非常特别。
The reason it is special is because of the place it was prayed in.
他被吞到鱼的肚子里面，然后他在里面祷告。
He was swallowed by a big fish, and he prayed in the fish.
有的人就想，这约拿在鱼肚子到底做些什么？
Many people thought, what did Jonah do in the big fish?
有的人说，约拿大概摸来摸去，摸出鱼肝油，摸出好多别的油出来，很多油出来。
And many people say that he was trying to figure out where he was, and he would touch many things such as fish oil.
Yeah, 那么有的人认为说，根本那个约拿在那个鱼肚子里面，那根本就被那个强烈的酸可能就毁，整个人就毁掉了。
And many people thought that he was even hurt or destroyed by the acids that were in the fish.
但是其实我们知道，这个把约拿吞进去那个鱼啊。
But actually, the fish that swallowed Jonah.
这个多半它里面有一个很大的空气腔，一个 air chamber， 一个空气的一个 chamber 在里面。
And most probably, this fish had a big chamber of air.
所以呢，大概那个 chamber 是等这个高呢，大概是约拿的高度。
And the height of this chamber was the height probably of Jonah.
它那个长大概是约拿的两倍那么长。
And the length of it was about two times the size of Jonah.
也许约拿就是在这个 air chamber 里面祷告，我们不知道。
Probably we don't know for sure.Jonah was praying in this air chamber.
但是那个也是最难最难祷告的地方。
But that's also the most difficult place to pray.
你在有的时候祷告，我们需要一个好的环境叫我们祷告。
Many times when we pray, we need to have a good environment to pray.
但是约拿的祷告那个环境不是他拣选来的。
But Jonah's environment wasn't one that he chose.
结果他是在一个最艰难的环境里面，结果有了一个最好的祷告。
So he was in a most difficult position where he had the best prayer.
那么弟兄姊妹，为什么他祷告是最好的祷告？
Why was his prayer one of the best?
尤其是在当你读到约拿书第二章的时候
，especially when you read into and you read Jonah chapter two，
许多时候弟兄姊妹
，many times
我们觉得我们在一种环境里面，我们根本没有话祷告。
We feel that we don't in an environment we don't have the words to pray。
你看见许多时候祷告需要有话。
Many times there has to be words to be prayed.
当你最痛苦的时候
，when you are hurting the most，
当你整个人的感觉被你的伤口包围的时候
，when all your feelings are surrounded by all your open injury，
你就愿意祷告。
You want to pray，
但是你用什么话来祷告
？But what words do you use？
用个什么的话能把你的感觉把它代表出来
？What words can express your feeling？
你发现许多时候没有话的。
Many times we are speechless.
但是约拿有话。
But Jonah had words.
你如果仔细来读约拿的祷告的话
，If you specifically carefully read the prayer of Jonah，
你发现约拿的祷告原来都是诗篇里面的祷告。
You will see that his prayer actually stems from the Psalms。
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
意思就是说，诗篇里面某一篇里面一句话。
So a phrase from a certain psalm.
然后另外诗篇里面另外一节的话。
And a different psalm, a different phrase from that psalm.
那么结果到当约拿在鱼肚子里面的时候。
So when Jonah was in the belly of the fish,
圣灵就叫他想起诗篇里面的那些话。
The Holy Spirit enabled him to remember the words and psalms.
那些话根本就是神自己的话。
And those words were words of God Himself.
许多时候我们痛苦到一个地步，人的话根本讲不出来。
Many times we are so distressed that we are speechless.
没有人的话能够发表那个约拿痛苦的感觉。
No words of man can express his distress.
但是你看见没有
？But do you see?
现在约拿有一个祷告。
Jonah has a prayer.
那个祷告。他所用的话就是诗篇里面的话。
The words that he used in that prayer were words in the psalm.
所以可见，当约拿年轻的时候
，So when Jonah was young，
他是把诗篇里面的话，把它背到他的里面去。
He actually memorized them into him those words.
所以等到他最痛苦的时候
，So when he was hurting the most，
他的话已经没有了。
He had no words of his own.
但是现在神的话在他里面。
But now God's words comes out of him.
现在约拿就能用神的话来发表他深处的感觉。
Jonah can then express through God's words the feelings from the depths.
难怪那个祷告是最好的祷告。
No wonder that is the best prayer.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因为这个缘故
，for this reason，
我常常劝年轻的弟兄姊妹
，I many times encourage the young brothers and sisters。
如果你们读诗篇的话
，if you read the psalms，
你们要做一件事
，you have to do one thing。
你们趁着你们还年轻，趁着你们精各方面都很好的时候
，when taking advantage that you are still young，
那么你把诗篇里面所有的祷告把它背出来。
Memorize all the prayers in the Psalms.
诗篇不都是祷告的？没有，不都是祷告的。
The Psalms themselves are not all prayers.
但是你会找到里面有很多都是祷告的话。
But you will find many words of prayer there.
那么你如果真的把它祷告过来以后
，And if you actually pray them,
起头你觉得不一定有很大的帮助。
At the beginning, you might not see too much help.
但是没有多久以后
，But not after much time,
你看见很稀奇。
You'll see amazing.
因为你丰丰富富把神的话藏在你的心里
，Because you have abundantly hid the word of God in your heart.
结果呢，到了时候。
Then at the right time,
圣灵就叫你想起那些话。
The Holy Spirit will enable you to remember those words.
然后你不知不觉，你的祷告就是大卫的祷告。
So unbeknownst to you, your prayer is like David's prayer.
你不知不觉的祷告就是写诗的人 Psalmist 他们的祷告。
Unbeknownst to you, your prayer is the prayer of the Psalmist.
而且当你这样祷告的时候
，So when you pray this prayer,
你看见他不知不觉把你最深处的感觉把它发表出来。
Unbeknownst to you, the feelings of your depths are brought forth.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们是用人的话要来发表一些的感觉，我们发表不出来的。
Many times we are speechless because we cannot use words to describe.
这就是我们许多时候不懂得祷告的地方。
That is where when we don't understand how to pray.
我们用我们的话用习惯了。
We are used to using our own words.
这个没有什么不好，弟兄姊妹。
There's nothing wrong with
that. 但人的话有它的限度的。
But there's a limit to man's words.
到了一个地方，它就再也不行了。
When you reach a certain limit, it can't go forward.
有的时候神。把你带到一个种环境里面
，God might bring you to certain
没有人能安慰你
，a certain environment where you can't be comforted，
没有人能够鼓励你
，nobody can encourage you。
那么在那个时候，你的一种痛苦、一种的情形，没有人，没有你没有办法，你祷告都祷告不出来。
At that point, you're hurting so much that you can't even pray。
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord。
等到神的话，圣灵把他话再。里面浮起来的时候
，When the Holy Spirit then allows those words of God to float up again，
结果弟兄姊妹，你的祷告，你的祷告乃是用神的话来向神祷告。
Then your prayer is using God's word to pray to God。
所以弟兄姊妹，这就给我们看见祷告是和神的话有关系，和话非常有关系。
Brothers and sisters, this shows us that prayers have much to do with words.
所以可见我们有很多关于祷告，我们有很多可以学的。
So there is much we can learn about prayer.
那现在我们要问。
So now we ask.
当你读历代志上第四章的时候。
When you read 1 Chronicles 4.
当我们读亚比斯的祷告。
When we read the prayer of Jabez,
那我们要问，到底这里面讲祷告是教导我们哪一方面呢
？So what What is the prayer of Jabez actually teaching us on prayer?
哪一个 aspect, 到底哪一面是圣灵要我们注意的呢?
What aspect does the Holy Spirit want us to pay attention to?
我想这一点是非常重要的。
This is very important.
那如果你能够找到那个特点,
If you can find this point,
你就知道说亚比斯祷告是很重要。
You will see that, yes, the prayer of Jabez is very important.
但是圣灵是借着这个祷告特别教导我们一方面很重要的事。
But the Holy Spirit wants to teach us one aspect of prayer.
所以有一件事非常重要的。
So there's something very important.
就是到底亚比斯教导我们什么?
What is the prayer of Jabez teaching us?
那有一件事很重要。
One thing very important.
既然前面是家谱,后面是家谱。
Since the beginning is genealogy and afterwards is also genealogy.
而圣经启示家谱的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit shows us the genealogy,
不只告诉我们谁生谁,
not only does it tell us who begat who,
最要紧的告诉我们谁是谁,
most importantly, it shows who is who.
所以就在这样的启示的当中,
so in this, in among this vision,
那如果主把这样的一个祷告放在中间的话,
if the Lord puts such a prayer in its midst,
那很明显的。
Very clearly.
你发现说许多时候我们的祷告方法要对。
Our method of prayer has to be correct.
许多时候我们的话也需要对。
Many times our words have to be right.
但在这里圣灵所注意的不是方法也不是话。
But here the Holy Spirit is not paying attention to words or method.
你结果发现圣灵在这里所注意的乃是我们祷告的这个人。
You will see that what the Holy Spirit is paying attention to is the person who is praying.
因为前面讲到谁是谁，后面也讲到谁是谁。
Because before the prayer it speaks of who's who, after the prayer it speaks of who's who.
所以亚比斯的祷告不是从那个四点开始的。
So the prayer of Jabez does not begin with those four points.
他不是说圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界等等等等，没有的。
It didn't begin with, oh that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my border, etc., etc.
他这个祷告是亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵。
It begins with, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
前面讲了很多很多的人。
It spoke beforehand of many people.
现在很明显这里有一些的弟兄。
Now very clearly there are several brothers here.
但是圣灵特别把亚比斯把他提出来。
But the Holy Spirit points out specifically Jabez.
他说亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵。
He said that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
因为他是这样的人。
Because he was such a person.
所以下面才有亚比斯的祷告。
Therefore you have the prayer of Jabez.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你今天就是学会了亚比斯。
Even if you learn the prayer of Jabez today,
你就是把那四点都背会了。
Even if you memorize all those four phrases,
很稀奇，亚比斯的祷告，圣经说神就应允他所祈求的。
And the Bible says God granted him what he requested.
那为什么亚比斯的祷告神应允他？
Why did God grant his request?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果你仔细来看上下文的话
If you read it in context,
你许多时候我们忽略了圣灵所启示最重要的一点
Many times we miss what the Holy Spirit reveals, the most important thing.
所以我们只学那些技术性的东西
We only learn things that allow us to be able
Technical.
We only learn technical things.
所以我们学会那四点
So we learn those four points.
我们把它变成一个 formula, 变成一个公式
We make it into a formula.
然后呢我们觉得这样就能帮助神的儿女们祷告。
And we think this way we can help the children of God pray.
但是我们不要忘记。
Do not forget.
在这里很明显给我们看。
Very clearly here we see.
这个人亚比斯的祷告所以神听他。
The reason God listened to the prayer of Jabez.
因为亚比斯这个祷告的人是个对的人。
Because the person was a right person.
这个人乃是合乎神心意的。
This is a person after God's own heart.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个人是什么人呢？
What kind of person was this?
所以你一定要把上面的家谱跟下面的家谱要把它读清楚。
So you have to read carefully the genealogy above and below it.
弟兄姊妹，为什么就在第四章的时候忽然来这么一段祷告，来这么一段亚比斯的祷告？
Why suddenly in the midst of the genealogy in chapter 4 do you have this prayer?
老实讲，这个犹大的儿，你这个第四章是从第一节开始，犹大的儿子是法勒斯。西斯伦加米户尔硕巴
Chapter 4, the genealogy begins with the sons of Judah, or Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal.
那不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
第四章讲犹大的儿子。
It's the, chapter 4 speaks of the son of Judah.
这个第二章也讲到犹大的儿子。
In chapter 2, it also speaks of the son of Judah.
你看第二章第三节。
If you see chapter 2, verse 3.
犹大的儿子是俄南示拉。
The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah.
那么你看，这明明讲到犹大的儿子们嘛。
Here you see the sons of Judah.
那么现在为什么到第四章圣灵又重复犹大的儿子们呢
？So why does the Holy Spirit repeat in chapter 4 the sons of Judah?
所以弟兄姊妹，你一定要弄清楚为什么圣灵重复这些话呢
？Why is the Holy Spirit repeating these words?
就当圣灵重复这些话的时候，才讲到亚比斯的祷告。
It is when he repeats these words that we see the prayer of Jabez.
所以你一定要把这个家谱把它弄清楚才可以。
So you have to be very clear on the genealogy.
天下没有白吃的午餐。
There is no free lunch in earth.
你不可能明白亚比斯祷告，如果前面什么后面什么，你把它头也斩掉，尾巴也斩，你不可能明白它的。
You will never understand the prayer of Jabez if you cut out the head and you cut out the tail.
那么如果我们要明白到底亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵什么意思呢
If we want to understand what does it mean that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
圣灵为什么在这里特别提到亚比斯
And why the Holy Spirit mentions Jabez here.
所以你看见说神的旨意很明显在上文也在下文
You will see that God's purpose is found in the words above and below.
那不光第四章
Not only chapter 4.
而且你要从第二章开始读起
You need to begin with chapter 2.
所以如果你真的要明白亚比斯的祷告
If you really want to understand the prayer of Jabez,
你要把第二章的谁是谁弄清楚
You have to understand who's who in chapter 2.
第三章倒不是很重要
Chapter 3 is not that important.
但最少第四章的谁是谁也要弄清楚
But you also need to know who's who in chapter 4.
那么第四章的谁是谁有没有重复呢
Then the who's who in chapter 4, is there any repetition?
那么第四章讲到犹大的儿子
And it speaks of the sons of Judah in chapter 4.
你看那都是儿子
It is all sons.
但第四章讲到犹大的儿子
But in chapter 4, when it speaks of the sons,
你看你这里有一个是儿子 有的是儿子
Some are sons.
有的是孙子
Some are grandsons.
有的是曾孙
Some are great-grandsons.
有的还是更有的根本是玄孙
Some are even greater further than that.
所以你就知道说在圣经里面用儿子这个字的时候
So when the Bible uses the word son,
他有的就是指的儿子
He does speak of sons.
但有的是指的孙子指的曾孙来说
But sometimes it also speaks of grandchildren.
所以为什么圣灵是为什么然后就讲了这么多名字
Why does the Holy Spirit speak of many names?
然后说亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵
And then saying that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
所以弟兄们要明白这些
To understand this.
我们一定要把神的话把它弄清楚
We need to understand God's word.
等到我们回到神的话的时候
When we return back to God's word.
我们才会懂得圣灵到底要向我们启示什么
Then we can understand what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us.
我想是非常清楚
I think it's very clear.
那么第四章的重点在哪里
What is the emphasis in chapter 4?
圣灵提了那么多的名字
The Holy Spirit mentioned so many names.
他主要要衬托两个名字
There are two names of specific
这是非常重要的
very important
一个是亚比斯
one is Jabez
还有一个呢是十五节就是加勒
the other one is in verse 15 Caleb
那这个非常重要的
very important
所以如果你仔细去读第四章的话
if you carefully read chapter 4
圣灵的目的就叫我们想起两个人
the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to remind of two people
这两个人他们几乎是同职他们几乎在很多地方很类似很相似的
and these two people are very similar in many places
你知道亚比斯很像加勒加勒很像亚比斯
Caleb was very similar to Jabez and vice versa
圣灵说亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵
The Holy Spirit said that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
但是圣灵对于加勒的评语是什么
But what did the Holy Spirit speak of Caleb?
圣经在别的地方说与加勒有另外一个灵 another spirit, 有另外一个心智
And in the other parts of the Bible, it says that Caleb had another spirit.
所以在这里很清楚
So very clear.
这里有两个人和众人都不一样
There are two people here different than the crowd.
圣灵特别要凸显这两个人
And the Holy Spirit wants to kind of point these two out.
那么现在要教导，要让大家明白说，到底这两个人是不是几乎在同一个时候的。
So that we can know whether these two people are of the same time.
那么如果你把上下文读清楚以后
So after you read the context,
那么很清楚的
Very clearly.
圣灵的重点就是告诉我们说
The Holy Spirit, the emphasis tells us.
这个雅比斯那个时候大概就是加勒的那个时候
That the time of Jabez was roughly the time of Caleb.
所以等到我们注意到圣灵的重点原来是在这两个人的身上
So when we see that the emphasis is on these two people.
那么弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
慢慢的我们就懂得为什么神把雅比斯这个祷告给我们
Slowly we understand why the Holy Spirit gives us the prayer of David
现在你才明白说原来祷告得答应不光和我们方法有关系
Now we know that the answer to prayer is not only because of the method
和我们的信心有关系
It has to do with faith
和我们的话祷告的话有关系
It has to do with words
更重要的和我们祷告这个人还有关系
But most importantly, it has to do with the person who prays.
所以当你读这段圣经的时候
When you read this passage,
一定要把上下文把它读得更清楚
You have to read it in context.
我想主的话乃是用主自己的话来解释的
The Lord's word interprets it by its own word.
当然我说你只把那两节圣经你可以写一本最畅销的书是可能的
It is possible to write a very popular book just taking these two verses.
但是问题我们有没有回到神的话语里面
But the question is, have we gone back to the Word of God?
我们明白说神为什么要把这个话给我
Do we understand why God gave these words to us?
他背后的教训到底是什么
What is the teaching in the background?
我想这是非常重要
This is very important.
那么现在就有很多的难题了
Now we come through some difficulties.
这是为什么很多人没有忍耐没有耐心就放弃了
And that's why many people give up because they don't have patience.
但是许多时候你所放弃的实在你得把一块金子放弃了
But when you give up, you're actually giving up some gold.
我举个简单例子
For example,
你当你读到第四章讲了加勒
When you speak of chapter 4 and you speak of Caleb.
结果事实上你读到第四二章的时候
And when you read chapter 2,
你发现也有一个加勒
There is also a Caleb in chapter 2.
比方说第二章第四十二节
For example, in verse 42 of chapter 2,
耶拉灭兄弟加勒的长子米撒
Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Misha, his firstborn.
那么现在你要把谁是谁弄清楚了
Now you need to be careful who's who.
谁是耶拉灭
Who is Jeremiel?
那耶拉灭呢是第九节告诉我们的
Jeremiel is found in verse 9.
希斯伦所生的儿子是耶拉灭兰基路拜等等等等等等
Now the sons of Hezron who were born to him were Jeremiel, Ram, etc.
好那么我想这样大家大概有印象了
So now you have an impression.
我们知道说 我们知道说这个法勒斯的儿子是希斯伦就是第五节这个第二章第五节法勒斯的儿子是希斯伦
So now we also know that in verse 5 the sons of Perez were Hezron
那么我们叫法勒斯呢是犹大的儿子
son of Judah
那么希斯伦呢是犹大的孙子
And so Hezron is the grandson of Judah
那么然后加勒呢又是什么呢又是希斯伦的儿子
And Caleb is Hezron's son.
那么然后你就以为说这个就是我们所说的那个加勒
Oh, so you think that this is the same Caleb we were mentioning.
但是如果你算算那个年代好像不像的
But if you actually calculate the years between them, doesn't seem right.
可是你再读到第四十九节又把你弄糊涂了
And then you get even more confused when you reach verse 49.
因为第四十九节最后说加勒的女儿是亚撒
And so in verse 49 of the latter part, it says the daughter of Caleb was Aksa.
那么大家都知道
Everybody knows.
这个加勒啊不是有一次他有一个很大的奖赏
Wasn't there a great reward given to Caleb?
他要把犹大的一个城把它拿下来
He was going to conquer a city in Judah.
然后重赏之下必有勇夫他用很多的钱他才一定有人愿意很努力地替他做事情
And then he had much money and he thought that many people would work for him.
所以呢他就说如果谁能够把这个城攻下来的话我就把我的女儿给他
And remember he said that whoever can conquer the city for me, I will give my daughter.
那么这个故事大家都知道
Everybody knows the story.
那么结果他的女儿呢出嫁的时候
And then when his daughter was being given to marry.
结果圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us.
那么他就跟他爸爸要两样东西
She wanted to ask her father for two things.
她要他 upper spring 跟 lower spring， 要他上泉跟下泉。
She wanted the upper springs and she wanted the lower springs.
那这个故事我们都很清楚。
And we're also clear about this story.
那么大家都知道加勒的女儿叫做亚撒。
And we all know that Caleb's daughter was called Aksa.
那么现在麻烦了。
Now here's a problem.
在这一段里面讲到加勒。
Here it speaks of Caleb.
又讲到加勒的女儿是亚撒
，the daughter of Caleb, Aksa。
所以如果你不小心的话
，if you're not careful，
你就以为说这个加勒就是那个圣经里面所说的那个探子加勒，那个 spy， one of the spies 加勒。
You might think that the Caleb is the same Caleb mentioned in the Bible who was a spy。
那如果你这样读，就完全错了。
And if you read it, then you're wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，很少有一段圣经试验我们的忍耐，像这段圣经一样。
Very few passages in the Bible test our patience like this passage.
有的地方很像，你以为这就是加勒，其实不是。
Many places are similar. You thought this was Caleb, but no.
但圣灵要让你弄清楚。
The Holy Spirit wants you to be clear.
所以现在什么人，谁是谁，就变成很重要。
Who's who becomes very important.
因为在这里，圣灵所众所他的重点乃是告诉我们说这个祷告的人是非常重要
The emphasis of the Holy Spirit shows that the person who prays is very important
我想这一点是非常非常重要
This is very important
我们许多时候以为我们祷告我们就祷告了
Many times we say if we want to pray we just go ahead and pray
你明白吗
You understand?
我们每次祷告的时候
Every time we pray
我们有一个计划
We have a plan
我们有一个需要
We have a need
所以现在神来完成我们的计划
So now God is here to complete our plan
神来供应我们的需要
He is here to give to our needs
本来天气不是这样子
Before the weather was not like this
结果呢我们借着祷告结果神就给我们另外一个天气
But through the prayer God gives us a better weather
你明白吗
Do you understand?
一直不知不觉的我们借着祷告就改变了我们的神
Unbeknownst to us, we actually change our God through prayer.
本来那个环境这样子。
Before the environment was such.
但是借着祷告，好像神就把环境改变了。
But through prayer, it's as if God changed the environment.
所以你看，你借着祷告，我们能够去推动我们的神。
So through prayer, we can push our God.
我们的神是没有人能推得动他的。
There, nobody can push our God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神给每一个儿女一个权利。
God has given everybody a right.
我们能。借着祷告来推动我们的神。
Through prayer, we can push our God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当每次我们祷告的时候
，every time we pray，
在我们的感觉里面
，in our own feeling，
你看见吗？本来事情不是这样的。
Before such a thing was did not happen this way。
因为我们祷告，你看事情改变了。
But because we pray, the situation changes。
明白吗？好像神本来要这样做，我们说不要这样，要这样做。
Do you understand? It's as if God was going to do this before, but then we pray and He does something else.
本来神说今天。要给你一个下雨天。
Before God said, "Today I'm going to give you a rainy day."
那你说今天不能下雨，今天是我们结婚的日子，不能下雨。
So you pray, "Today is our day of marriage." It cannot pray.
所以你就祷告主啊，今天要给我们好的天气。
So we pray, "Lord, give us a good weather today."
但是呢，一大早是倾盆大雨。
But in the morning, it's pouring out rain.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你怎么办呢？你祷告主。
You pray to the Lord.
结果感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么结果整个按理来讲，那天应该根据新闻报告根据气象报告那天应该下一天的雨的
So according to the weather report it was supposed to rain all day
但是结果呢好像神改变了
But then God probably changed it
好像我是用好像这个字
It's as if he changed it
好像他改变了
As if he changed it
那么弟兄姊妹结果他就给你一个好的天气
And then he gave you good weather
所以这就是我们的难处
That's our difficulty
我们每次祷告的时候
Every time we pray
我们都是要神改变
We want God to change.
但是我们这个人就是不变。
And our person doesn't change.
你懂不懂
？Do you understand?
意思就是说，现在我们要神变，我们不变。
We want God to change. We don't change.
那么这个就是我们的难处。
That's our difficulty.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
每一次祷告
，Every time you pray，
神要做的工作
，The work that God wants to do，
借着这个祷告，让我们学习很重要的功课。
Through this prayer, we can learn many lessons.
而每次当我们学一些功课的时候
，And every time we learn these lessons，
你看神改。改变了我们这个人。
God changes our person.
所以明白吗
？Do you understand?
许多时候神是借着祷告，叫我们这个人天天的改变。
Many times God uses this prayer to change us daily.
From glory to glory, 就像圣经所说的荣上加荣。
So just like the Bible says, from glory to glory.
最后我们能磨成神儿子的形。
So then we can become formed at the end to the image of His Son.
本来我们这个人是以自己做中心。
Before we were self-centered.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
借着多少次的祷告。
Through much prayer.
你看见圣灵为什么为主为神为什么听我们许多祷告
？Why did God answer our prayers?
因为在这些祷告的功课里面
，Because in these lessons of prayer，
主不知不觉的就改变了我们这个人。
The Lord, unbeknownst to us, starts changing us.
所以这个是非常重要的。
So it's very important.
许多人他只讲祷告，他从来不讲祷告这个人是个什么人。
Many people speak of prayer, they never speak of the person who prays.
结果你看就是只有一种样祷告的人，你看神听他的祷告。
And there is only one type of person who prays that God answers prayer.
你觉得非常稀奇。
You find it amazing.
当亚比斯祷告这四点祷告的时候。
When Jabez prayed these four points.
圣经说神就应允他所求的。
The Bible said God granted him what he requested.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
等一等，如果你懂得这段圣经的意思的话。
If you understand the meaning of this passage.
那会叫你更惊。
You will be even more amazed.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有一件事我们要知道
One thing we need to know.
这个祷告像什么呢
What is prayer like?
有人用一个比方很好的
An example.
就好像钻山洞一样
It's like going through a
tunnel.
Just going through different tunnels.
你要把它钻
It's like it's actually it's actually digging out a tunnel.
你要开一个山洞，你要从一个山开一个山洞。
You want to dig out a tunnel.
那么许多时候，弟兄姊妹，我们碰到的难处就像那个山一样。
Many times the difficulty that we encounter is like that mountain.
我们没有路的。
We have no way to go.
所以我们希望好像有一个隧道，一个 tunnel 能够穿过这个山。
So we want to have a tunnel that can go through the mountain.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你看见没有
？Now do you see？
那么我们真实的祷告是什么？
What is true prayer?
真实祷告，神从那边开始工作。
True prayer is when God begins on the other side.
他当然可以一直工作到这边来。
Of course, he can work all the way to here.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
许多时候。
Many times.
神帮神给神让我们学的功课。
The lesson that God teaches us.
你看，你不光神好像改变。
It's not as if God changes a little.
结果你看见不知不觉我们也改变。
But slowly we also change.
那难处在哪里呢
？Where's the difficulty?
我们许多时候我们一直要神改变。
Many times we want God to change.
我们不愿意我们自己改变。
We ourselves don't want to change.
许多人祷告了两年、两年、五年、十年，结果他还是一点都没有改变。
Many people pray for 2, 5, 10 years and they never change.
所以我们要知道
，We need to know.
在神没有难成的事。
For God, there is no difficulty.
对他来说，要答应这四点祷告非常简单，非常容易。
For God to answer these four portions of the prayer is very easy.
但是弟兄姊妹，难处在哪里呢
？Where's the difficulty?
就是我们所说的。
It's what we mentioned.
许多时候不是话不对。
Many times it's not that the words are wrong.
许多时候不是方法不对。
Many times it's not the method is wrong.
许多时候也不是信心的问题。
Many times it's not a matter of faith.
许多时候你看祷告这个人。
But many times the person is not right.
哎，如果这个人对的话
，if the person were right，
你看见那个祷告就得到答应。
The prayer would be answered.
所以许多时候祷告的答应和我们祷告内容不一定有关系。
Many times that prayer being answered has nothing to do with the content of the prayer.
但是的确和祷告这个人是很重要。
But has to do with the person that prays.
那么这里的这个祷告
，the prayer here，
我们如果仔细去注意的话
，if we are to pay attention，
你就发现的的确确是和亚比斯这个人有关系。
Indeed, it has to do with the person of Jabez.
那么好了。当你仔细来读亚比斯的祷告
，If you carefully read the prayer，
你会发现一件很有意思的事。
There's something very interesting，
就是严格说来
，Strictly speaking，
你如果懂得希伯来原文
，If you understand Hebrew，
这个祷告不是普通的祷告。
This is not a very common prayer。
这个祷告在旧约里面呢是个许愿的祷告，是个 vow。
This prayer in the Old Testament is actually a vow.
那么在旧约里面，如果一个人向神许愿的话
，In the Old Testament, when there is a vow given to God,
他一定要有一个许愿的祷告。
There has to be a prayer for the vow.
那么在这个许愿祷告里面，一定有一个固定的格式，有个 structure.
And there is a structure to a vow prayer.
那么这个我们在旧约里面找得出来。
And we can find this in the Old Testament.
那么好了，现在我们举一个例子给大家看。
Let us give you an example.
我们就知道说。这个圣经里面讲到一个许愿的祷告，它是一个什么样的一个 构造，什么样的一个结构。
So we can now know what the structure is of a vow prayer.
我们好不好很快的来看一下这个创世纪第二十八章。
Let's quickly turn to Genesis 28.
第二十节
，verse 20。
然后我们就可以看雅各在这里有一个许愿的祷告。
Here we see Jacob has a prayer vow。
那么大家都记得的故事，对不对？大家都记得那个故事。
You all remember the story, right?
就是雅各不是他在旷野里面用个枕头睡着了吗
？Remember Jacob in the wilderness, he fell asleep。
然后他不是看见个天梯吗
？And he saw a heavenly ladder。
然后他醒过来了。
And then he woke up。
那么他在神面前就许了个愿。
And then he made a vow。
那么这个愿呢，圣经就把它记录下来了。
And the Bible actually had a notation of the vow。
所以那个祷告呢，就是许愿的祷告。
And this is a prayer that is a vow。
从二十节开始。
Verse 20。
雅各许愿说，那下面就是那个许愿的祷告了。
Then Jacob made a vow, and the following is the prayer.
神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。
If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear.
神若使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，神若又是若。If,
and if I return to my father's house in safety,
所以不要忘记这里有好几个 if.
There are many ifs in this verse.
神如果与我同在
if God is with me,
神如果在我行的路上保佑我
and if He keeps me on my journey,
又给我食物吃
and if He gives me food to eat,
神若给我衣服穿
and if He gives me garments to wear,
神若使我平平安安地回到我父亲那里
and if I return to my father's house in safety.
这是前半段。
This is the first half.
所以这个许愿的祷告前面有一半段，后面有一半段。
In a prayer of a vow, there's always the first part and the second part.
那么前面这一半段是什么？神如果怎样怎样怎样。
The first part is if God does such and such.
明白吗
？You understand?
然后下面半段呢
？And the latter part is
我就怎样怎样怎样。
Then I will do such and such.
这个叫做愿。
This is a vow.
所以愿一定有两段的。
There's always two portions.
那么前面一段是从二十节一直到二十一节的上面半句。
The first part of this prayer is verse 20 and the first part of verse 21.
然后下面是我就怎样怎样怎样。
And then it says, then I will so and so.
那第一，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
Then the Lord will be my God.
第二，我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿。
Secondly, the stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house.
第三
，Thirdly,
凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
Of all that thou givest me, I will surely give a tenth to thee.
所以很简单
，very simple，
两大段。
Two big parts.
前面神若怎样怎样。
First part, if God does this,
然后我就怎样怎样。
Then I will do so and so.
那么每一个许愿的祷告，通通是这样两大部分。
So every vow has these two parts.
那么好了，这是典型的标准的祷告，许愿的祷告。
This is a typical vow.
那么现在我们就回到历代之上。
Now we return back to first.
我们来看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
那个祷告，许愿祷告是怎么祷告法的
？How is this vow prayed?
很可惜，中文的翻译把原文的意思漏掉了。
Very sadly, the Chinese translation has missed the meaning.
那我现在把那个原来的那个口气，因为它是个许愿的祷告。
Because this is a vow.
所以呢，它是个许愿的祷告，它是许愿的祷告。
Because it's a vow, that's a prayer.
所以现在我们来看第十节。
We'll go to see verse 10.
雅比斯求告以色列的神说。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying,
你若赐福给我。
If thou wouldst bless me indeed.
你若扩张我的境界。
And if you enlarge my border.
你若若你的手常与我同在。
And if your hand might be with me.
若你保佑我不遭患难不受艰苦。
And if thou wouldst keep me from harm that it may not pain me.
然后就完了。
Then it ends.
只有上面一段，没有下面一段。
There's that first part, no second part.
你懂我的意思吗
？You understand?
这是雅比斯祷告的特点。
This is the special feature of Jabez.
这个祷告只有神如果怎样怎样。
And here it's only if God, if you do such and such.
现在呢，你知道雅比斯还没有说我就怎样怎样。
Jabez didn't even have time yet to say, then I will do so.
好像神捂住他的嘴巴了。
It's as if God covered his mouth.
你不要说下去了。
He's, don't continue.
神就应允他所祈求。
God granted his prayer.
这个叫做亚比斯的祷告。
That is the prayer of Jabez.
现在大家明白吗？
Now do you understand?
你看我们误会这个祷告误会到哪里去了？
Do you know how much we've misunderstood this prayer?
这个很像浪子的祷告一样，你记不记得？
Do you remember? It's like the prodigal son's prayer.
这个浪子在还没有回家以前，
Before the prodigal son went home,
他就已经预言一篇的祷告了。
He already used a prayer.
他觉得我没有脸见我的父亲。
He said, I can't face my father.
所以他心中就想了一篇的祷告。
So he thought of a prayer to pray.
我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I have wronged the heavens, I have wronged you.
那很美丽的祷告。
It's a beautiful prayer.
结果你记不记得？
Do you remember?
他等到见到父亲的时候，
When he met his father,
他想把那个祷告再重复一遍的时候，
He was about to repeat that prayer.
还讲不到一半，他父亲就把他捂嘴巴，好像把他嘴巴就捂住了。
Before he could continue, it's as if his father covered his mouth.
就抱着连连与他亲嘴。
Hugged him and kissed him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这是亚比斯祷告的特点。
This is the special feature of the prayer of Jabez.
所以亚比斯祷告是什么祷告呢？
What is the prayer of Jabez?
是一个未完成。
It is a prayer that is not finished.
Unfinished.
It's an unfinished prayer.
你记得有一个交响乐叫做未完成交响乐 ，symphony.
There's a symphony called the Unfinished Symphony.
但是不要忘记，在全本圣经里有一个祷告是没有完成的祷告。
And in the Bible, there's one prayer that is unfinished.
这个祷告没有完成，神就已经听他祷告了。
Before the prayer is even finished, God answered it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂的意思吗
？Do you understand?
这个就是亚比斯祷告最奇妙的地方。
This is the most amazing part of Jabez's prayer.
它是个许愿的祷告。
It is a prayer of vow.
亚比斯向神许愿。
Jabez had a vow.
他说：“你若赐福于我。”
He said, "If you bless me."
你若扩张我的。
If you enlarge my border.
你的手若常与我同在。
If your hand is always with me.
你若保佑我不遇见艰难不受艰苦。
If you keep me from harm and not so that it might not pain me.
还没有祷告完。
Before he finishes prayer,
神就应允他所求的。
God granted his request.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你懂得这个祷告的性质。
Now you understand the structure of this prayer.
在这么多祷告的例子里面
among the many examples of the many prayers,
圣灵拣选了一个祷告
the Holy Spirit chose one prayer
是没有完成的
that is unfinished.
但是最稀奇的
but the most amazing thing.
你看见许多时候
，many times，
我们还没有祷告完，神就已经听我们。
Before we even finish our prayer, God answers it.
为什么
？Why？
在这里给我们看见。
It shows us.
神要我们所学的功课乃是祷告这个人。
The lesson that God wants us to learn is the person who prays.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask a question.
一个真正会祷告的人。
One who really knows how to pray.
他是一个什么样的人
？What kind of person is the？
那不要忘记，这个就是圣灵试着要解释给我。
This is what the Holy Spirit wants to explain to us.
那么感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
尤其当你读第四章的时候
，When you read chapter 4,
你才明白过来。
You will understand.
为什么有这么多的名字
？Why are there this many names?
圣经无非是要让我们记得。
The Holy Spirit really wants us to.
亚比斯所在的那个时候
，The time that Jabez was in
和加勒所在那个时候几乎是同一个时候。
Is the same time of the time of Caleb.
就在那个时候
，And during that time,
神特别凸显了两个人。
The Holy Spirit points out two people.
一个人，圣经说他比众弟兄更重。
One person was more honorable than his brothers.
另外一个人
，The other person.
你记得在民数记里面
，In Numbers.
或者在约书亚记里面
，Or even in the book of Joshua.
你知道神怎么称赞亚与神怎么称赞这个加勒
？How did God describe Caleb?
他说 ，He has another spirit. 他有另外一个心。
He said he has another spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
许多加勒的弟兄都叫神的百姓的心消化。
There are many the brothers of Caleb who had made the spirits, the hearts of men, the men of God disappear.
Now people melted.
To have melted the hearts of men.
你知道说这个谁呀、啊？这个加勒的弟兄是谁？就是其他的十个探子。
Who were the brothers of Caleb? They were the other spies.
你记不记得那个故事
？Do you remember that story?
那么加勒和约书亚还有十个探子。
Caleb, Joshua, and the 10 spies.
他们去窥探整个的迦南地。
So they were there to go spy the land of Canaan.
结果他们回来报了好消息。
And they came back with good news.
他们说那的确是牛奶与蜜之地。
It says a land filled with milk and honey.
然后他们给他们看。
And then they showed them the land.
结果有两个人他们抬一挂的葡萄。
Then you see two people with a cluster of grapes.
你看见那个葡萄一定很大，是不是？
And those grapes must have been big.
今天我们一个手就可以拿起一挂葡萄。
Today we can lift up one cluster of grapes.
但那里很明显是两个人一挂的葡萄。
But very clearly, two people carrying a cluster of grapes.
现在如果你到以色列去，
When you go to Israel today,
那些向导上面身上常有一个徽章。
The guides on them will have a little pin onto their
grapes. 一个徽章，一个徽章，一个 medal.
A little pin.
啊，那么，然后上面有一个图画，上面有一个图画。
And on that pin, there's a picture.
那么那个图画呢，就是两个人扛一块葡萄。
And on that pin, you will see two people carrying a cluster of grapes.
那就是你记得吗？就是圣经里面的故事。
That's the story in the Bible.
那么向导会告诉你说。
And the guides will tell you.
他是第一个开旅行社的是摩西。
He said the first person to open a travel agency was Moses.
所以我们都替他做事情的。
So we are the ones working for him.
那么弟兄姊妹，这就告诉你说，当时加勒和约书亚他们做探子的时候，的确告诉他们，你看，这是牛奶与蜜之地。
When Caleb and Joshua were spies, they did say that the land was filled with milk and honey.
如果一挂葡萄需要两个人来扛的话
，If you need to carry a cluster of grapes with two people,
你看，这不是牛奶与蜜之地。
Is this not flowing with milk and honey?
但是不光如此
，But not only that.
另外的其他十位弟兄
，The other ten spies
也告诉他们说
，Also said，
其实这也是吞吃居民之地。
But it is a land of those who can swallow you.
因为那里有很多的 giant， 很多的巨人。
Because in this land are many giants.
那么，经着他们报告这个坏消息。
Because of this bad report.
你看见所有的以色列人，他们的心都消化。
All the people of Israel, their hearts melted.
所以，因着这个缘故，你看他们吵着要回去。
For this reason, they wanted to go home.
那么，等到约书亚跟加勒说，我们一定要上去。
Joshua and Caleb said, "We have to move forward."
我们一定能够得胜。
We can conquer.
然后你记得加勒怎么说
？What did Caleb say?
我们上去足能够得胜。我们一定能够得胜。
We can go. We will indeed gain the victory.
因为他们是我们的食物。
Because they are our food.
你懂吧
？Do you understand?
那些弟兄们说我们是他们的食物。
Those brothers said that we are their food.
因为那是吞吃居民之地。换一句话，这些巨人是要吞吃我们的。
Because these giants are going to swallow us.
如果你上去到我们就是他们的食物了。
If we go there, we will become their food.
但是加勒说不。
But Caleb said no.
他们是我们的。
They are our food.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你就懂得了。
Now you understand.
45年以后。
45 years later,
当加勒85岁的时候
，when Caleb was 85 years old,
他来到约书亚的面前。
He came before Joshua.
他对约书亚怎么说
？And what did he say to Joshua?
求你把那座山地 ，give me this mountain， 把那个山地给我。
Give me this mountain.
他已经85岁了。
He's already 85 years old.
然后他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说到了40岁的时候，那时力量如何，现在他力量也如何。
He said that as strong as I was when I was 40, now I am such.
85岁应该退休了，是不是
？85 years should have been retired.
如果要把那个山地拿下来，是年轻人的事。
To conquer that mountain is for a young man to do.
但是没有。
But no.
你看这个85岁的人呢
？An 85 year old.
现在既然对约书亚怎么说呢
？Actually told Joshua.
他说那时我的力量如何，现在也是如何。
As strong as I was then, I am strong now.
简单的来说
，Simply speaking，
这个85岁的老人和40岁的时候一模一样的。
This old man of 85 years old was identical to the 40 year old.
如果今天有一个弟兄85岁像40岁一样
，If there is an 85 year old brother that looks like 40 years old，
你第一件事问他，你到底吃了什么？
The first thing you're going to say is, "What do you eat?"
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
你知道现在你知道为什么加勒他85岁好像40岁一样
？Hey, now you understand. When Caleb was 85, it was as if he was 40.
他那时力量如何，我现在也力量也如何。
As strong as he was then, that is how strong I am now.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
和他吃的东西很有关系。
It has to do with what he ate.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他说他们是我们的食物。
He said they are our food.
那些要吃我们的
，the ones who are going to devour us，
是我们的食物
，are our food。
许多时候环境要把你吃掉了
，many times the environment will swallow you。
许多时候疾病要把你吃掉了
，many times the sickness will devour you。
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你知道基督徒有一种特别的食物吗
？You know that Christians have a special food。
这个食物乃是加勒的食物
，this food is Caleb's food。
凡是那些要吃你的
，all those who are to swallow you，
都是你所吃的。
Are those that you will swallow?
你懂不懂我的意思
？Do you understand?
什么时候你能吃呢？要吃你的。
When you can swallow the one who is to swallow you.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你看见结果因着你吃这个食物的缘故
Because you eat this food,
你到了八十五岁
When you are 85,
你还像四十岁一样
You are as if you are 40.
你看见加勒的确和他十个弟兄不一样
Caleb was different than his 10 brothers.
他们一同去做探子
They all went out to be spies.
但是他比众弟兄更重要
But he was more honorable than his brothers.
你看见他有一个灵是另外
He had a spirit, another spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你读了整个第四章
when you read all of chapter 4,
你发现是圣灵讲来讲去
you'll see the Holy Spirit after it speaks.
要我们注意两个人
two people of
notice. 这两个人有一完全相同的地方
they are all similar in many places.
他们有共同的特点
they have similarities.
他们是彼此解释
they will explain each other.
亚比斯解释加勒
Jabez explains Caleb.
加勒也解释亚比斯。
Caleb explains Jabez.
只有这样，你才能明白到底亚比斯的祷告是什么样的祷告。
Only this way can you understand what the prayer of Jabez is.
我们今天的时间已经没有了。
Our time is gone today.
明天晚上我们继续给大家。
Tomorrow night we will continue.
如果大家稍微的对于圣经的上下文稍微有一点的了解的话。
If you understand the context here.
那么我们对于亚比斯的祷告就有更深的认识
We will have a deeper understanding of the prayer
所以明天我们要继续来看
So we will continue tomorrow
到底亚比斯这个人这个祷告人是个什么样的人
What kind of person is this person who prays
我们能从那里学什么样的我们能学到什么功课
What kind of lessons can we learn
为什么这个祷告是没有完成的
Why is this an unfinished prayer
为什么他只祷告一半
Why did he only pray half
结果神就应允他的祷告
Then God granted his request
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们是不是这样的一个人
Are we such a person
如果是的话
If we are
你发现许多时候
You'll notice that many times
你还没有祷告完
Before you finish your prayer
神说我已经应允你的祷告
God says I've granted your request
那么这个秘诀到底在什么
What is the secret
是不是每一个基督徒都可以有亚比斯的祷告
Is it true that every Christian can have the prayer of Jabez
我相信我们借助明天晚上
Through tomorrow night,
借着主日的早晨
and Sunday morning,
我们一同来解决这个问题
Let us solve this problem.
因为亚比斯的祷告
the prayer of Jabez,
可以说是祷告例子里面最特别的一个
is one of the most special examples of prayer in the Bible.
这里面有许多宝贝的功课我们要学
many lessons to be learned.
所以但愿主开我们的眼
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们可以从圣经别的地方来看祷告的方法
So many times we can find methods of prayer throughout the Bible.
我们也可以从圣经别的地方来看祷告的话
And in other places we can find the words of prayer.
我们可以从圣经别的地方来看祷告和信心的关系
Other places we can find what role faith plays.
但是讲到一个祷告的人
But when we speak of a person of
prayer 和祷告得答应的关系
And the relationship of answered prayer
最奇妙的
The most amazing
就是亚比斯的祷告
Is the prayer of Jabez
所以但愿主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious
这个周末让我们不止明白这个祷告
That this weekend not only do we understand the prayer
但愿我们都做一个像亚比斯这样的人
May we all be like Jabez.
我们能有一个祷告
We can have a prayer.
是亚比斯的祷告
That is the prayer of Jabez.
好像没有祷告完
It's as if it's unfinished.
但是神已经听了我们的祷告
But God answers it.
这是何等的奇妙
It's amazing.
那这个秘诀
This secret
是给每一个人
is for each and every one of us.
所有爱慕神旨意的人
All those who love the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹
你
愿意不愿意比弟兄更尊贵
Are you, do you desire to be more honorable than your brothers?
你愿意不愿意像加勒一样专心地跟从主
Are you willing to be like Caleb, following faithfully the Lord?
然后神能为你做见证说他有一个灵是另外一个灵
And then even God can testify that he has a spirit, another spirit.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
Do not forget.
不是因为亚比斯的祷告所以亚比斯比弟兄更尊贵
It is not because of the prayer of Jabez that he was more honorable than his brothers
这是那本很有名的书就是很 popular 那本书的结论
That is the conclusion from the very popular book
但是我的圣经是怎么说的
But what does my Bible say?
我的圣经说亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵
My Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers
然后才有下面的
Then what follows is the prayer.
所以你才明白
Then you understand.
为什么在家谱的中间
Amongst, the, in the midst of a genealogy.
圣经插进这么祷告
The Holy Spirit inserts this prayer.
讲到家谱讲到谁是谁的时候
When you speak of genealogy, who's who?
当然你注意的是这个人
Of course, you look, pay attention to the person.
你不是注意他所做的
You don't pay attention to what he does.
这是家谱
That is a genealogy.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果这样我们来明白这段圣经的话
Through that we can understand the scripture.
也许主能开我们的眼睛
Maybe the Lord will open our eyes.
让我们找到一把钥匙
Give us a key.
我们能学更美好祷告的功课
We can learn even more beautiful lessons.
所以但愿经过这个周末
So through this weekend,
大家不一定房子更大了
After this, your house might not be bigger.
不一定汽车换得更好
You might not get a better car.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们这个人改变
Our person should be changed.
结果圣灵能够说亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵
When the Holy Spirit can say that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
所以我们要来看圣灵到底怎么做这个工作
We want to see how the Holy Spirit is to do this work.
所以今天呢晚上只是开个头
So today we just have a beginning.
明天晚上要继续
Tomorrow night we continue.
后天早晨要继续
And the day after tomorrow
night. 但是明天下午四点钟的时候
Tomorrow afternoon at 4.
我们要给大家问一些问题
We'll have a question and answer period.
不过因为我们刚刚开始讲亚比斯祷告所以你可能关于祷告不是会有很多的问题
And maybe because we're just beginning, you might not have too many questions.
所以我们可以讲到，我们可以扩大到别的问题。
We can also include other questions.
或者圣经上神话语的问题。
Or many other questions in the Bible.
或者关于预言。
Or maybe prophecy.
弟兄姊妹，你们都可以自由地提出来。
Feel free to ask.
啊，你们到了提出来就可以，今天也不必事先给告诉我，不需要。
You don't have to give me an advance warning.
那么这是明天下午。
That's tomorrow.
所以就没有翻译了。
So there won't be any translation.
但是晚上跟主日早晨呢
？So in the evening and Sunday morning.
我想我们。